And do you know when, like, you just play around with, you know, your fellow humans? And I'm talking like humans. I'm a octopus in disguise or something.
Right. Are you? Can they do that?
I don't know.
It's emotional.
Welcome, welcome to the Sea Motionals Podcast, the ocean conservation-themed podcast where we take a dive into the world of nature and ocean conservation. I am here, Anthony, and I am with my lovely co-host, as always.
Hello, it's me.
It's her. Ah. Oh, well, how's your day?
It's been all right.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Are you feeling like your thoughts are octopied?
They have been really octopied today, actually.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, my mind is very clustered, so it's foggy.
Oh,
but,
you haven't really been able to suction down on one thing, have you?
No, it's all over the place. Not like an octopus. They can multitask, and I can't.
Yeah, they have a lot of hands for that.
Well, also, their brains are all over their body, so they can, like, literally think in different areas of their body.
Their neurons are everywhere, guys.
I wish I would be, like, a superhero, superwoman if I could do that.
Yeah, I think we all would. Well, not all of us, but I mean, that probably brings us into our topic of the day.
Octopuses!
Ah!
Yes, and the correct term is octopuses and not octopi, which I thought it was octopi.
Yeah, I did too.
Octopuses seems like weird, but that is the correct term.
Speaking of that, I have jokes of the day for octopuses.
Woohoo!
What do you think an octopus tells its lover?
I love you.
No, you octopi my heart.
Aw, you octopi my heart.
Aw. I got another one though. How does an octopus propose to its lover?
I don't know.
I would like to ask you for your hand in marriage.
Oh.
Hey, they gotta buy a lot of rings.
But, like, we have two hands and we don't say your hand and get two rings.
All right, so at least four.
Imagine an octopus with these, like, rings on its, like, arm. It would look lovely.
It would. Probably suffocate them, though. We don't want that.
Don't give rings to an octopus.
Please don't.
They already look fabulous.
We also want to just start this episode off with, you know, maybe take a second after this episode and after we go into detail with all the octopuses. Once you realize what amazing creatures they are. Well, you are amazing creatures too. But and once you realize what amazing creatures they are, maybe you or your family will think twice about ordering octopus at a restaurant. You know?
Yeah.
Is they are really incredible.
Yeah, they don't need to be eaten. They need to be admired. So, the Octopoda includes 289 species. The word comes from the Greek octopus, which means 8 foot. So everyone already knows the octopus have 8 arms or feet or whatever you want to call them. They're actually called appendages.
If it was 8 foot, it should be octophalanges. Get it? Because their bones are called phalanges. Oh, they don't have bones, though.
I thought phalanges was your fingers.
And toes.
Okay, so the correct term for their tentacle like things are, they're called arms. They have suction cups on the bottom of each arm. And so each arm seems to have a mind of its own, which is what I talked about before, that they have a decentralized brain. So they can like think different things in different parts of their body. So they're very multitasking, which is really cool. So this means like an octopus can focus on like exploring a cave for food and then doing something completely different with their other arm. So they understand multitasking. And I just find that amazing. Like, I can't even fathom having like separate thoughts. Like, imagine like, I don't know, like
your foot thinks about something that your brain is not thinking.
Well, your brain is thinking. Your brain is separated in different areas. That is, you're still your brain, but it's yeah. It's not just one area.
Like your brain sends signals to the rest of your body to function. But imagine if your foot and your other foot sent separate signals to your mouth to eat.
Well, yeah, it's like if you can imagine reading two books at once. That's yeah. like what they could do, which for us, that would like be like confusion. But for mm-hmm. them, like they can, I don't think they can read, but.
But they can do other things.
They can do other things. So that's still incredible.
They can hunt simultaneously as well as hiding.
That's really cool. That is actually a really cool thing. It's crazy. Like so many animals, they have like these really cool, almost like superpower characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
Like imagine one animal that had all of them. Like I feel like at least every animal like can do something. Like some can go like invisible. Some can fly. Some can like, I don't know. It's just crazy.
But octopuses have a lot of unique characteristics and many that other animals do not possess.
Yep. And from an article in the Smithsonian Magazine, the octopus was named the most mysterious creature in all of the sea.
Ooh.
Which I feel like is pretty accurate.
I think people don't think about it that way because there's so many more creatures that we have yet to discover. But when we learn about their origin and where they may have came from, I do agree with that.
Yeah, and they're really old. Some have lived over like 296 million years ago.
What's crazy about that is when you look at creatures that have been around for that long, like turtles and sharks that we learned in a previous episode, they look different, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like they look like they've evolved and they've yeah. even monkeys from back then have evolved and mammals have evolved and elephants have evolved, you know? But we look at octopuses and if you look at the oldest known fossil of an octopus, it just looks like an octopus. You know what I mean? Like they haven't changed since all those millions of years ago.
They're just happy with what they are.
Yeah, they don't need to evolve. Like when you've reached superiority in your, you know, evolution, why change?
I think they're like exquisite. I don't know the word, but yeah, I don't think they need to change.
Which
they look futuristic and also ancient at the same time.
Yeah, which
they really do.
Just goes to show you that like that's like all fiction and science fiction, like TV shows and stuff where like crazy creatures and like octopuses fit the bill. Like they could be, yeah. They look like something some crazy guy made up for a science fiction movie.
Yeah, I think because we've known about them for so long, it's just like normal. But imagine if we just discovered it, we would be freaking out.
Right? They'd be in newspapers everywhere. Like this octopuses or whatever they'd be called.
Strange creature.
So that I think leads us in because, you know, we've only known about them for about, I say only known about them for 289 million years, but they just sort of appeared, as do most fossils. But most fossils we can trace back to a dating, you know, a date and point. And like, I think a lot of scientists had kind of concluded that Nautilus, which we know are modern squids and shrimps, and Nautilus is responsible. It's the pre-evolution for most modern like squid-like forms. Nautilus was a very old critter that was alive probably 400 million years ago and had a giant shell. And if anyone ever played Pokemon at all, Omanyte and Omastar are basically the direct correlation to that. And people have thought that octopus came from that. And recent evidence shows that the Nautilus went long, long extinct, probably some 100 million years before the octopus had ever shown up on the Floss Rock. That's a long time. 100 million years of fossils just to go missing. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden to randomly show up, because there's been squids in that time period. We've seen squids. Mm-hmm. And we've seen other things, but we have not seen an octopus. And so new evidence, and other scientists are discrediting this, but new evidence shows that they may or may not have evolved from some meteor or something that crashed onto the Earth millions and millions and millions of years ago that had octopus DNA in it. Because their DNA, their DNA looks nothing like any other animal that has been on this earth. The sequencing of octopus DNA is, it has like no comparison basically in the gene code that we know today in Earth. Okay, so octopuses basically, a scientific standpoint, have more genes that code proteins than humans do. 33,000 compared to around 27,000 in humans. And the adaption that octopuses have had over the years, we haven't really honestly seen a change in the DNA structure of an octopus. Basically, just to like go over like what a gene is it's a group of instructions to create one specific protein, and that's done from a molecule called RNA, which I'm sure you guys remember from biology class, and that will construct the DNA code to create the protein molecule. So what this means is that octopuses and other creatures like them have the ability to basically control their RNA, edit it, and translate it into proteins. And that means that octopus genes can even be more changing and variable than that of other animals, allowing them to change their proteins based on their environmental changes. Like if the weather changed or the temperature changed or something in your environment, you can adapt to that change. And that is one of the coolest things that I have ever heard of.
That's a superpower right there.
That is a superpower. Imagine you're in Antarctica and you're just like, well, I'm going to change my DNA. Mm-hmm. And then you're just fine.
They can adapt very well.
Yeah. And that's probably how they've not really needed to change since 289 million years ago. Their DNA does not match. I was touching on this a little bit in that little synopsis I gave, but their DNA doesn't really match anything that is around today. Their DNA code sequencing, I forgot the closest relative that it even is. Yeah, so octopuses share their DNA, crazily enough, with snails. And those like oysters and slugs and those, they're cephalopods. And so I just find it strange that that's the case. And
yeah, because they can't do all these things at all.
So again, like there's this weird scientific battle going on where half of the scientific community says, no, they evolved from Nautilus. They used to have shells and they just evolved that way. And then they lost their shells and, you know, have evolved that way. And then half the scientific community is like, they literally just popped up around 300 million years ago. They literally just came out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. So we don't know yet. We can't say for sure. I like to think that they're just outer space aliens, to be completely honest, because their brain cognitive functioning is out of this world. A lot of people like basically compare them to dogs and cats on the intelligence level. I would argue that no, I think they're smart enough to be on the brain cognitive level of monkeys.
It's not even just like their brain. It's like their abilities are like really wacky. I have one here. Well, I mean, this one we already know, but like the camouflaging that they can do is incredible. They can not only change their color instantly, they can change their shape like instantly. They can look like something else within an instant. Can you just imagine if like a cat can do that? Like, it's so bizarre.
Yeah.
That is a crazy ability. They are the world's most skilled camouflage artists. They can match like textures to their surroundings, so they can hide. Not only can they camouflage like into things like surrounding rocks and reefs and that sort of thing, which other animals can camouflage, they actually are smart enough to camouflage disguise itself as other animals that predators tend to avoid, which I think is really interesting. So they're like paying attention.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any like predator examples that they've like tried to change into or no?
Lionfish.
Oh yeah, those are poisonous.
So somehow they're aware of that. And so they'll camouflage themselves as a lionfish and then like predators will leave them alone.
That is so cool.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. That just shows their intelligence that they...
Yeah.
Are conscious of those things, or I don't know, conscious is the word, but they're aware of that.
Oh, they definitely have cognitive consciousness.
Yeah.
I have a few other ones that I can get into, and this is more of their hunting. They have complex hunting methods, and they are very smart about hunting as well. More intelligent than most animals can even dream of being that cognitively aware. They do this thing, which is called partner control mechanisms. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
No.
Okay, so a partner control mechanism is basically where you hunt or do an activity with a partner, but if they get out of line and, you know, do something you don't like or don't do enough of what you want, you like, I have a lack of a better word, teach them a lesson. So I didn't know this at all, but octopuses engage in this activity called fish punching. And what fish punching is, basically they'll hunt alongside some fish. They'll choose fish to hunt alongside. And if the fish is eating too much prey or the fish isn't getting enough prey, the octopus will actually punch them with tentacles or use their beak to jab them and sometimes poison them if the octopus gets annoyed enough. And they'll let fish just, you know, take a beating and hunt alongside them. And I thought that was the most hilarious thing I've ever heard.
Hmm.
They have fish prisoners and they let the fish do their work for them and then they keep them in line.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
And that actually reminds me. So I mentioned venom. I know you actually found that they have venom, right?
They all have venom.
Mm.
Yeah.
Basically, an octopus catches prey and injects it with venomous saliva to either paralyze it or kill it. And all of them, like you said, have venom. I don't know. I find it very crazy that, you know, cognitive powers, brain is everywhere. They can camouflage. They have venom. Their tentacles have suction. And they also, like, have a very insane grip strength. And I think blue octopus or something.
The blue ringed octopus?
Yeah, that
they
one.
They are the world's most venomous marine animal, apparently. I thought that was the jellyfish, but
I mean, they could be the same.
They're very venomous.
That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, and it says that their bite is painless.
So you don't even know you got bite.
But it can kill a human with one bite. So you can be harmed without knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
So look out.
You see a blue octopus, run.
Blue ringed octopus, yeah.
Run! I believe they have emotional capacity, is what the scientific like study, well, not scientific study, but scientific opinion shows that they do feel empathy to a degree. I don't know if it's as much as us, but they do feel empathy. They do have emotional like capacity. I don't know how developed that is, but it's crazy.
The only thing I don't understand about octopuses is that they try to eat the male while they're mating, and then they also die after giving birth. So I don't understand, like, they do all these amazing things, and then
they just leave their kids to, like, fend for themselves.
Yeah.
We're going to have to ask an octopus one day.
Yeah.
Maybe it's some weird, like, kink.
But yeah, there is a risk for the male octopus to be eaten during mating. There's
a few animals like that.
Nature. Right, but like an intelligent animal, I don't understand the logic. It's like, especially maybe they're not even done with mating. I don't understand.
Oh, in mid-mating.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Maybe they just don't want to have kids with that male? So they try to eat them? They're like, get off me. And then they're like, rah, 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 rah.
I mean, that could be if they're not wanting it.
We got to keep this PG, so.
we won't go into any more detail there.
Sorry, kids. It's a stork.
But apparently they don't have super long lifespans. I mean, there's many different types of octopuses, but some only live around 6 months. But
I think the average for most is like 2 to 5 years.
Yeah, but no matter what, when they mate, they die soon after.
That's probably why they don't live so long.
They lay around like 200 to 400,000 eggs. That's a crazy amount of eggs.
So there's a good chance a lot of kids will survive without the parents.
Yeah, and they're wonderful mothers. I don't know. I guess they're not mothers yet, but they are very protective of their eggs. They will even stop eating to just guard their eggs.
It's really interesting then that like...
Yeah. And then after the eggs hatch, they go through like cellular death. Like they just like break down.
the mother.
The mother. Yeah. And then the male will swim away and dies in a few months.
The male?
Yeah.
Maybe they're like, I did it. And then they can just die happy.
Very strange. I don't understand that part. Like, have they not evolved that part of them? Or like, does that mean they're just here to like me? I don't know.
Maybe they don't need to be around because they have so many kids that a third of them are going to make it. So they just don't bother. I mean, 200 to 400,000, that's a lot of babies. Odds are at least like 10,000 minimally are going to survive from one pairing of octopus.
And the mom, she'll protect her eggs to her like 2 to 10 months. So like all she does during that time is protect her eggs. She'll stop eating. She'll stop doing anything just to protect the eggs. So they were titled like Mom of the Year.
That's awesome. Octopuses, Moms of the Year until they die.
There was apparently this one deep sea octopus that was observed like guarding her eggs for 53 months. That's nearly 4.5 years.
They didn't hatch after that long?
I guess after that long they finally did, but that's how long. I don't know what species that was or anything like that.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Well, again, another superpower. They're also moms.
Yeah, but not after they're born. They're not anymore.
Well, they die. So I want to get back to like crazy hunting methods that they do. Just touch on a few more that octopuses have, because I find this like so interestingly bizarre.
Okay.
So some scientists were studying more hunting techniques from an octopus, and they were testing it with shrimps. They were hunting shrimps. And do you know when like you just play around with like, you know, your fellow humans? And I'm talking like I'm an octopus in disguise or something.
Right. Are you? Can they do that?
I don't know. So you ever just like walk next to someone or behind someone and tap them on the opposite shoulder and then they turn around that side and then you're on the other side?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. An octopus,
they play a little trick on you,
was hiding in a shell.
Mm-hmm.
Because they do hide in shells. They hide in like shells and turtle shells and coral reefs, and they are pretty stealthy. This octopus like reached its hand out, right? And is like dangling its hand like over the shrimp. And shrimps don't have very good eyesight, and they kind of feel with the feelers that go around. And so the octopus knows that, took advantage of that, and did the shoulder tap technique. So he touched the back of the shrimp.
Uh-huh.
And, like, he extended his arm far. Like, the octopus was still in the shell, but it, like, used his arm. So if you can picture that, like, guys who are listening, obviously, you guys aren't with us physically. But he was in the shell. He stuck his arm out about a foot or two, touched the back of the shrimp. The shrimp bolted towards the shell, and then he just ate the shrimp. So he tricked the shrimp into running away from where the shrimp felt the touch and scooped up a score, scooped up a kill. And I was like, they thought of that on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a level of intelligence that a lot of animals do not have in the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
To be able to think of that.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one where they gave a octopus a shrimp in a baby bottle. So there was a shrimp in a baby bottle, and the octopus was trying to figure out how to open the baby bottle. And it was trying to break it and twist the thing off, and I think it was having trouble doing a lot of the things. It took 5 minutes for the octopus to rip the nipple off and scoop in the octopus, or scoop in the shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, like, crazy to me. I was like, oh, yeah, let me just, like try to, like, rip the nipple off and do that. Another one solved a Rubik's Cube in, I think it was, like, 5 seconds.
Yeah, I saw that video.
Yeah, so it just, like, it can, like...
It, like, pulls it inside.
Because I think it's, like, so good at camouflage. And it understands color patterns, I think. Because it itself, like, can blend in with any environment. And matched its color to its environment. So I think that octopuses are so well adjusted to light. And that they were like, Rubik's Cube, easy. Give me something hard.
It's also like, it's cool that they like know to even do that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how much training and like, you know, how much they have to show the octopus to get that. True. But that's another thing. The octopus can learn. It can like imagine like, you know, what I said about the baby bottle. It only took the octopus 5 minutes to open the dang thing. And I've seen other octopus studies where they, you know, the baby blocks that like a triangle, square, circle, you know, those sort of thing. Yeah. So they gave an octopus those shapes, which is a very like common test that they give monkeys and gorillas.
Mm-hmm.
And the octopus solved it. It put the shapes in the correct spots and they were rewarded it with a shrimp. And that kind of stuff just blows my mind because it's like, you know, people are like, oh, dolphins. Like, no, like there's another one in the ocean that's smart and it's the octopuses.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're sneakier.
Knowing that its brain, you know, I didn't know that. Knowing that its brain can think in different places at the same time. Mm-hmm. There's no limit to how smart they can be. And if we keep working with them instead of killing them and letting the ones that we work with to have kids and evolve that way, we can... They might become smarter.
Maybe.
Yeah. Octopus have even been known to take the trash that we put in the ocean and like put it into their nests and hide it. And they're almost like scavengers in that point. Like there's many stories of like octopus nests having like human trash in them because they like the things. They're very object oriented. And they like to turn into shapes, I think, too, right?
I think for protection, I believe.
So I don't know, it's just, they're fascinating creatures.
Yeah, and then there was this one octopus who was like in his tank and he saw fish in another tank. So he opened up his tank, he crawled over to the other tank, ate the fish, and then he went back in his tank and like pretended it never happened.
Oh.
That's really funny, right?
That is really cool. I can't believe that they're just that intelligent. I think we should wrap up, though, and there is one closing statement that I think we should just have you wrap up with, because, you know...
Me?
You put it together. I think that we should end on this note, and I just want everyone to know that, you know, after listening to this episode, maybe show your family this episode. Maybe if your dad loves to go to the boathouse and get some octopus, maybe show him this episode. Maybe it'll change their minds. Who knows? You know, we're trying to spread this to as many people as possible. You know, I'm not saying don't stop eating salmon or stop eating tuna. We don't know their mental capacity, but octopus have a different cognitive function. And I don't think it's right to say we shouldn't eat octopus over salmon or any other creature. But, you know, take into effect how emotionally intelligent they are, how smart they are. And I'll let you finish up.
Well, there's been a demand, like a higher demand for eating octopus and killing them and farming them, which is really cruel, especially for an intelligent animal, because a lot of times they are put into these like environments where they're in captivity and they are very smart. They need stimulation. So they're put into these like factory farming situations.
Despicable.
Which is like really inhumane for them. They're not meant to be in captivity like that. And also a lot of people, which I don't even like saying this, a lot of people eat them like alive. That's like a delicacy.
Yeah.
To eat them alive, which also can, it's killed people before because It can suffocate you if you have like moving arm or like tentacles or arms like in your throat. It can suffocate you. So that does happen, which is another good reason not to eat them alive.
And if there's any OG Sea Motionals fans out there listening to this, you guys will remember we had the anti-mukbang campaign. I think it was in 2019. I don't know if you know what mukbang is.
Well, I would rather probably not want to get into it over the podcast because it's pretty gross. But mukbang is basically an eating show where they eat like things live.
Yeah. We should stop that, especially for octopus, because they probably are aware of what's going on.
Like, and I'm not going to say it's like mukbang is like all bad. I mean, you know, they eat all kinds of food, but they do indulge in a lot of live foods as well. And it's really gross.
So with all of that being said, we really need to protect octopuses.
We do.
They're really beautiful. They're complicated. They're intelligent. And
they're just like us in the ocean, though. And eight hands,
yeah. So we should do more to protect them and help them. And
just because we don't understand their language doesn't mean they're any different than us.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's been our episode. I hope you guys learned something that you didn't know about octopuses. And, you know, show this to your friends, show this to your family. Tell Uncle John to stop eating octopus. And, yeah. Thank you for diving in with us on the Sea Motionals podcast. I hope y'all have a great rest of the week.
Goodbye. Yeah.